musí jenom pomáhat lidi, jsou tady people, oni odlete běhání.
Tam mohu se po neighbor.
Speak again, because the neighbor.
So we have the neighbor, who can do that?
I expect everyone here is the neighbor to do that of heaven.
Mukama akuwa mukisa uruoke yongere okumunonya n'okumutegeera.
May God bless you for continuing to search him out and know him.
Kubanga yatugamba tumunonyeza bwerere.
For he told him, as we never seek him in vain.
Yes, he was with
praise him. Jesus so much.
Tuchagenda maso n'olugendo lw'eggulu.
We are proceeding on with the journey of heaven.
Eranga manya n'eddoboozi.
And I'm by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Mwende Musumba.
Together with Pastor Posa.
Tuli obuweereza obuli awamu.
We are a united ministry.
Obuweereza amawanga gonna.
And it's serving in the entire world.
Omanyiddwa ng'omulembe omuggya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
And we call the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Twanyumiriza mu kuleeta okumanya Katonda.
We delight in bringing the knowledge of the Lord in the world.
Okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Fulfill the word of God.
Ekiri mu Isaiah 19.
Which is in Isaiah 11 verse 9.
Nti ensi erijjula okumanya Katonda ng'amazzi bwe ganjala ku nnyanja.
That the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as water spread over the sea.
Era ne Habakkuk 2.
And Habakkuk 2. Verse 14. That the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread over the sea. This is going to be saving many who are getting destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's going to continue to fulfill Hosea 6 as it tells us, come and we get back to the Lord.
That
in 2 days he will renew us. And on the third day he will resurrect us. These are what he first fulfilled when he raised up on the third day. But it is said, all of us who are baptized, we die together with Christ. And we raise together with him. That's why it tells us in Hosea 6 that when we get back, let's insist and persist on knowing God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right now we are fulfilling that.
For
it's what he loves most, more than offerings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But now we're in the journey of heaven. And we stretched out of the planet Earth like usual, and we went up to the door of heaven, and we entered the first created heaven where we find the Jerusalem city. We've been studying a lot about it, and right now we are in the center of that city, and we're moving on to see what concerns the Ark of the Covenant. And we are on the shadow laws or the shadows of the original things. We try to show you that in the Old Testament, things which were shadows of the original things, we've seen much concerning that. Praise Jesus. Like the Sabbath, was a shadow of the rest of our spirits. And we saw it was replaced by the day called today. Praise Jesus. That day we studied so much in Joshua 3.
Hebrews.
In Hebrews chapter 3. And in Hebrews
4.
That day called today, which is moving on all days, it's what we entered into rest of our spirits. Thus, we saw the shadow of the 7 days, which God said through it created things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we found in Genesis chapter 1, and this was the mystery of the seven spirits of the Lord, as we got to understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But today we are handling something else, of the offerings which used to be offered out. So they too were a shadow of the offering which is eternal.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
and
offerings of the goats and the cows which were offered,
they were
shadows of the blood of Jesus, which was going to be
coming
to cleanse all people. That all which was offered for sin,
that's
why they were a shadow of the original offering. And we no more offer them right now. They can never work. Not fasting.
That's
an offering which can take away sin. But the offering of the blood of Jesus.
Now,
as we take away the shadow, we are promised to bring the original offering. Praise Jesus. When we begin,
the
Bible says like this. When the Lord Jesus would have come, he would take away the offerings. Offerings and the sacrifices which used to be given for sin, and he himself was to offer up himself, that we sit in the ark of the covenant and its life.
It,
and the book of the Lord within it. And we want to take away the shadow of the original thing. That we may not base on that.
Then
you think you take away sin. It was a shadow.
But
it never took away the sins of people. But they were counted on the offering which is of all days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
Bible says this. In Daniel chapter
9,
from verse 26, let's begin from verse 25.
Daniel esura ya mwenda n'olunyiri lwabiri mutano. Kale manya otegirire ddala nga kasoka ekiragiro kifuluma okuzzaawo n'okuzimba Yerusalemi okutuusa oyo afukibwako amafuta omulangira. Walibawo sabiti musanvu.
Twogera ku Mukama waffe Yesu.
We speak of the Lord Jesus,
ayitibwa Kristo,
who is called the Christ.
Zaburi 2.
That is Psalms 2.
N'olusooka pakulu musanvu.
Verses 1 to 7.
Ayogerwako nga Kristo.
He's spoken of as Christ.
Oba Masiya.
Or the Messiah.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bali bamuwa obunabbi.
He was being given prophecies.
Tibwa alibaze.
That when he will have come,
alikola endagaano empya.
He will make a new covenant.
Era alikyusa ebiweebwayo.
He will change the offerings.
Okuva mu kisiikirize.
From the shadow.
Okuyingira mu byaddala.
Reaching the original offering.
Katweyongereyo owulire.
Tuli mu Daniel esula ey'omwenda lwabiri mu ttaano.
Daniel 9 verse 25.
Nti omulangira walibaawo sabbiiti musanvu era walibaawo sabbiiti nkaaga mu bbiri n'okuzimbibwa nate n'oluguudo n'olusalosalo newankubadde mu biro ebyokutegana era sabbiiti nkaaga mu bbiri bwe ziriggwa oyo afukibwako amafuta n'alyoka azikirizibwa so taliba na kintu. N'abantu ab'omulangira alijja balizikiriza ekibuga n'awatukuvu.
Ngera bwe byakolebwa.
Just as it was done.
Bwe yaggyibwawo.
When he was taken away.
Yerusalemu n'afuna entalo nyingi.
Jerusalem got many battles.
Era ne yeekaalu eri neyuzibwamu wakati.
The temple was torn apart.
Nga bwe yali alangiridde ng'asiibula.
As he had proclaimed when he was saying farewell.
Yali asiibula mu Matayo. Mu Matayo.
When he was saying farewell in Matthew 23, he told them that your house has been left desolate. But what we wanted to first note is this next verse. Daniel 9 verse 27.
So abiri mukaga. So taliba na kintu n'abantu ab'omulangira alijja balizikiriza ekibuga n'awatukuvu n'enkomerero ye eriba n'amataba n'okutuusa enkomerero walibaawo entalo okuzisa kwalagirwa era aliragana endagaano ennywevu n'abangi okumala sabbiiti emu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Endagaano eyo tugiraba nnyo mu Matayo 26.
We see that covenant in Matthew 26.
Olunyo lwa 25.
Verse 25.
Paka ku lwa 30.
And to 13.
Nti Masiya we yalina okujja.
When the Messiah was to come.
Yalina oteekawo endagaano empya.
He had to put a new test, a new covenant.
Endagaano eno.
That covenant.
Yali ejjawo ebisiikirize.
It was taken away the shadows.
Ebyakolebwanga mu ndagaano enkadde.
Which were made in the Old Testament.
Ekimu ku byo.
One of them.
Kuli ebiweebwayo.
It involved the offerings.
Nga bwe tugenda okuwulira.
Yes, as we're going to hear.
Daniel 9:27.
Daniel 9:27.
Era litagaana endagaano ennywevu n'abangi okumala ssabbiiti emu. Ne mu kitundu ekya ssabbiiti alikomya ssaddaaka n'ekitone.
Nti mu kitundu kya ssabbiiti.
That in the middle of the Sabbath.
Which gye baakoleramu endagaano.
In the week where they made a covenant.
Eno eri mu Matayo 26.
The one in Matthew 26. 25.
Kasita baatambulako mu wiiki eyo ennaku ssatu.
They moved the 3 days in that week.
Okuva ku olwo.
From then.
Saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo olw'ekibi.
The sacrifice and offerings for sin.
Byali tebikyaddamu kukola.
They were no more working.
Daniel 9:27.
Daniel 9:27.
Ne ku kiwawaatiro eky'ebyemizizo kuli kulijirako oyo alizisa n'okutuusa byonna okutuukirizibwa okwo kwe kwalagirwa obusungu obufukibwa kw'oyo azisa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga kye tuwuliddeko nti wakati mu
wiiki
eyo gye yakoleramu
kitegeeza
lwa lunaku nga lwakusatu
nga
tuyingira mu lunaku
olwokuna
mu kiro ekyo wakati
ebiweebwayo
byali
tebikyakola
by'embuzi n'enkoko n'endiga wamu n'ente
ezaweebwabyali tebikyakola.
Wabula ekizibu kye twasinga
the problem we found
kwe kutegeera ebigambo bino
is to understand these words.
Newankubadde
even though
bwe ntuuka mu kibuga Yerusalemu masekati
when I reached the center of Jerusalem
masekati g'abakerubi
in the midst of the cherubim
okusoma ebikwatagana n'essanduuko y'amateeka to
study what concerns the ark of the covenant
babinnyonnyola
they explained the things
nti wakati mu wiiki eyo
that in the midst of that week
saddaaka z'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi byazaate zikyakola
the sacrifice of offerings for sin were no more working.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nainga. Kyatwalibwa ebbanga ddene okukimanya.
But it took some time to be known.
Paka nga batumye omutume Paul.
Until they had sent Apostle Paul.
Okugeza okutumulisiza mu nsonga.
Try to lighten us concerning these issues.
Nini wankubadde era yazimulisa.
But even though he lightened them.
Ebiro byajja bituukanga ekiweebwayo kino eky'ennaku zonna kirwanisibwa.
Seasons reached when this everlasting offering was still being fought.
Kasitaani agamba bakomewo ebisiikirize bibiri.
And the devil was saying let them restore the shadow offerings.
Era amadiini agasinga.
And modern religions.
Nga bano bannaffe abaisiraamu.
Islam colleagues. They remained offering the shadows. And remain sacrificing, looking at the side where Allah they expected to come from. That Allah can take this blood. But the living God, He had paused and stopped all the things. The offerings for sin. And He put one offering. The others were shadows of the originals.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew
26 from 25. Matthew 26 from 25. Bwe baali bakyalya, Yesu n'atoola omugaati ne yeebaza n'agumenyamu. N'awa abayigirizwa, n'agamba nti, mutoole, mulye, guno gwe mubiri gwange. N'atoola ekikompe ne yeebaza, n'abawa ng'agamba nti, munywe ku kino mwenna, kubanga kino gwe musaayi gwange ogw'endagaano oguyiika ku lw'abangi olw'okuggyawo ebibi. Naye mbagamba nti sirinywa n'akatono okusooka leero ku guno ogubala ku muzabbibu okutuusa olunaku luli lwendigunywa omuggya awamu nammwe mu bwakabaka bwa Kitange.
Yes, yatugamba nti gwe musaayi gwe yali ayiye
ogw'endagaano empya era okuggyawo ebibi. Praise Jesus so much of the many people. Praise Jesus so much. Our Master in His coming, prophecies had been released. And they tried to show us any time the shadows were to end. Those of offerings and sacrifices for sin. They had already proclaimed that were no more required.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Father came out and said, I'm no more pleased and I no more need them.
Yes.
From the beginning, I've never been pleased of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he speaks in Psalms like this. Psalms 40. From verse 6 to 8.
Zaburi ya makumi ana olunyiri olw'omukaaga. Saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo tobisanyukira. Amatu gange ogawulizza. Ebyokebwa n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala.
Mukamaafe bw'abannyonnyola.
Now when the Master explains, before he came, and was in the mouth of David, he said that we used to burn these offerings here, the offerings and the sacrifices for sin, and the Father never accepted them. And he told Jesus, take them yourself. You hear the aroma yourself from them. I don't want them, I want you. You are supposed to be offering yourself up. That's why it's written in John 3:16. That for God so loved the world,
and
gave his only begotten Son. Praise Jesus. The truth is this. According to the language you hear, it shows God from the beginning was pleased by this offering.
It
means all days they moved, he had not and was not receiving them, even though they offered them many years. Let's repeat this verse very well.
Zaburi ya makumi ana n'olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms 40 verse 6.
Saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo tobisanyukira. Amatu gange ogawulizza. Ebyokebwa n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala.
Teyabikola ki?
Teyabyagala.
Okuva lwe baatandika.
From the beginning, as they offered them.
Yekitafu yaga.